I will tell you one wonderful episode, probably my funniest experience at that synagogue, early years. My kids were, maybe 10 and 8, something like that. It was a Hanukkah, and we were in the old building in 117, and we were making latkes. And every table had an elder, and a bunch, and I was not an elder yet. My mother was at one table, and sitting back to her was another woman of the same age. And they introduced themselves to each other. My name is Henrietta Itkin, and your name is Fanny Mailer. It's Norman Mailer's mother.
Mm-hmm.
They begin the competition of the Jewish grandmothers. It was, and I'm standing there holding this platter, and I'm going to die laughing. And I have a couple of friends with me, and we're watching this performance. Fanny turns to my mother and says, "So, are you a member?" My mother said, "No. My daughter is." Point for Fanny. She's the member. But my mother says, "So are your children here?" "No. My daughter's here." And my mother says, "How many children do you have?" Fanny says, "2." My mother has 2. So they're even up. "How many grandchildren do you have?" Well, Fanny, God knows at that point how many she had. It must have been 8. And my mother says, 2. So Fanny's up. But then my mother says, "And are they here?" None of her grandchildren were there. Both of my mothers were there. Okay. "And your daughter," says Fanny, "does she go to business?" Which, "Yes," says my mother. "My daughter works full time." "So does mine," says Fanny. So they're both, you know, even up. And we're watching this, you know, this measuring of, "And your son-in-law?" "Yes, they're married." "Yes, my son-in-law, he goes to work, he goes to work." "And your son, what does he do?" says my mother. "Oh," she says, "my Norman, he writes books." "Maybe 8. "Books," says my mother. "My son is a librarian, he has thousands." At which point, my mother's clearly the big winner because she has no idea who she's talking to. And they both turn around and start to eat. And my mother's busy with her grandchildren. And I am on the floor rolling around because I thought, you know, it was the battle of the grandmothers. And Henrietta Itkin, no matter what, was going to come out on top.
That's great.
It was probably when and you know, years later when my mother died, my husband did the eulogy, and he told that story. Not quite the way I tell it. But he said she was the quintessential Jewish mother and grandmother. And her kids, no matter what, were the tops and the best. And Norman, he writes 8 books. My son, his library.